for the
post.
And do you remember if you, when people used to try to get the hens to lay, they put an artificial
nest egg.
Okay, what was that made of?
I don't know. I never did use those, but my grandmother had some, and I've seen them.
Okay.
It's white. I just don't know what they were made out of.
Okay.
I don't remember.
They ask a question in here about, is it of that same material that nice dishes are made
China. Well, now that we did have China, I heard the word China nest eggs, but now I don't know if these were China or not. I don't know. I just can't remember.
Okay.
That's a little bit before my day.
Okay. And if people had,
I think the reason that they put those nest eggs, those China nest eggs, in the nest, back in those days, they did not keep the chickens confined in a yard, in a fenced-in yard. And they'd go off and make their nest in the grass in the barn or somewhere else, and you couldn't find the egg. So if they saw this egg in the nest, it would induce them to lay there. Now you keep your chickens penned and you feed them, and they got to lay in, so they go to the nest.
There's no other place.
Yeah.
Okay. What did they call a container that they carried leftover food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what about something big and black that people put out in the backyard, use for heating water to boil clothes?
An iron pot.
Okay.
They're worth about $50 a piece. Now we have two, but I can't keep up with where they are. One's right here under the house, and I don't know where the other one is. I'm so afraid somebody put them in this yard where the dog would protect them.
Is there another word besides pot that's used for that sometimes? Maybe it's smaller and used on the stove. Maybe it's not just an iron one.
A boiler.
Is there another word still that begins k?
Oh, a pot.
Or K-E-T-T-L-E.
Oh, kettle.
Do you
kettle,
use that?
Yeah, I've got a whistling tea kettle in there. I used to have a cup of tea.
Oh, right, yeah, out of the kettle then. But that big black thing out in the yard is a pot.
I call it a pot.
You don't call it a kettle, okay. And what do you call the container that you plant some kind of flower in?
Well, that's a flower pot.
And what if it's inside and you put cut flowers in it?
It's a vase.
And
now, I have a cousin from Washington, she'd say vase.
Uh-huh. That sounds a little bit artificial here.
To me it does.
Yes, to me.
We call it vase.
Okay. And what are the eating utensils that you set beside each plate when you're fixing the table?
Well, the stone and silver flatware.
Okay. And the specific
knife and the fork and the spoon.
How's that?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, I was talking when you said, just when I asked you to repeat. And if the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, I have to go
undo the dirty dishes.
Or
wash the dishes.
And what do you call that piece of cloth that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay.
But now I can tell you a little thing that'll save you lots of trouble and worry if you don't know about it. These little plastic mesh bags that fruit come in.
Yes.
Little fine dainty. You take one of those and fold it up till it's about that big. Let me show you one. And you stitch it through the middle.
Okay, now, if that one that you use in with the wash.
It's a washcloth.
Okay, and the one that you use when you're drying.
It's a towel.
And what do you call the little square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?